Joined with South Central Calhoun head of football coach Brian Case here on the Mackey Motors pregame show. Coach, tough loss for you guys last week, 35-21 to ACGC. How have practices been this week and getting the guys focused for a big road trip down to Manning?
You know, practices have been okay. You know, we had to kind of get some things corrected as far as our mindset and so forth after last week's loss. You know, last week, it was tough on us. You know, we went into that game feeling pretty good about where we were at. And to be honest with you, I thought that we played for about 10 minutes of that game. You know, so the other, what is it, 30, 38 minutes of that game, I don't know where we were. But to be honest with you, when we played for those 10 minutes and we played lights out, that's exactly what I expected us to play or how I expected us to play the entire season. So we're trying to get back to that, to be honest with you. So it was a challenge this week trying to get the kids focused that way, but I think the kids have done a nice job of kind of coming together, and we'll just see how everything plays out this Friday.
And what were some of those things you've been focusing with the kids on? Was it different personnel changes? Was it different route assignments? Kind of stuff like that.
It's not necessarily the personnel changes. It's more about the attitude of the game and doing the little things right, doing the little things well, and just being there for your teammates. You know, understanding what your job is within a scheme and then performing to the best of your ability. Making sure that you're going hard on every single play rather than taking plays off, not expecting other people to do your jobs or cover up for you. You've got to go out and you've got to execute your job within the scheme. And if we do that, which we're capable of doing every single play, then we can be a really good football team. So, you know, it was just a matter of challenging the guys. We were in a situation this week where the coaches basically stepped out and let the seniors and senior captains kind of take control of the team and see what direction we want to go. So, again, I think things went really well with that meeting. Practices have been pretty good, to be honest with you. And I think that we actually had some of our best practices of the year this week. So, again, we'll just see how things play out on Friday night. But it was more about just the working on the little things, not necessarily personnel changes.
And you guys, you know, you think of best South Central Calhoun football. You guys want to run the football. Struggled to run the football last week, but found success in your passing game, not just last Friday, but also throughout the season. Is that something you guys are going to maybe lean on more, that kind of Gavin Batta to Keegan Sword connection that seemed to be really good for you guys on Friday?
Not necessarily. I mean, you mentioned, I mean, we're South Central Calhoun. We want to run the football as much as we possibly can. We'd love to stay balanced as much as we can, but we only ran for 68 yards last week. You know, credit ACGC. They did a great job of scheming us and really sending pressure off the edges, and they sent some really big guys up the middle. They had things set up really well that way. So they kind of forced our hand to the air. At the same time, I think we dropped 12 balls last week. You know, a couple of them were for touchdowns, and, you know, in the last drive alone, I think that we dropped 8 balls. So you can't do those little things. You can't drop the ball. You can't just make those little mistakes against a top 10 team like ACGC. They're going to make you pay for it. So as far as schematics, this week against IKM, we think that they're going to run basically the same thing that we've seen the last few weeks defensively. And we think we're going to see a 4-4. They're going to send an awful lot of pressure. They've got some big kids up front. They've got skill kids on the edges and so forth. So it's going to be a lot like what we just saw the last 3 weeks. And then offensively, I think that they're going to run almost the same identical scheme as what ACGC did. And they obviously, if they're watching film, they know that there's some success there with the fullback and just playing that power run game. So we're going to have to be able to stop that. So, yeah, I mean, you mentioned the run game for us. We want to get back to be able to run the football, but at the same time, we know we're capable of throwing the football as well.
And you mentioned that size difference you guys saw last week. Probably, I think going into Friday, you guys might have the size advantage on IKM Manning. I was there for week one. The Villanueva kid up the middle on defense for him, you know, provides a big run stopper. You know, he's hard to get around. But is that something you will try to see, is be aggressive with your blocking and try to run the football with your bigger line?
Well, it remains to be seen. I mean, we'll kind of take a look at the matches that we have on Friday night and see where we think we can be successful. But again, I mean, they're going to stack things up the middle, and they're going to force you to run off tackle, and they're going to force you to get the ball in your hands real quick and so forth. And, you know, they're playing with confidence right now. They're 3-1. We're 3-1. We got to go to their place for their homecoming. And it's just going to be a tough matchup. But, yeah, I don't know if we necessarily have the advantage size-wise. I think it's pretty evenly matched on both sides of the ball for both of us. So I think it's going to be a great football game out there, and we're just going to have to take what they give us.
And looking at the Wolves defensively, you mentioned they're going to run a 4-4. Offensively for you guys, what are some of the things you look to attack in that 4-4 to get the offense going in a little bit, maybe flowing to start the game?
Again, whatever they give us. You know, and if we can create some mismatches on the outside and so forth against their skill kids, we have an idea that they're going to send their 6-3 defensive back over the top of Keegan. He's probably going to end up getting double teamed, so other kids have got to become available, and they got to be able to do the job. They got to be able to catch the football. And at the same time, we got to be able to run the football and keep them off balance as much as we possibly can. So, again, we're just going to look for the matches and the mismatches that we possibly have and can create and take advantage of that.
Defensively for you guys, Ikea Manning probably runs a little bit of a similar offense to you. They like to run the football, but can also set up the pass. You know, they can set up the pass from the run. What are you guys going to look to do schematic-wise defensively to stop this Ikea Manning offense?
You know, it's their play-action passing. I mean, that's what kind of just sets things up for the pass game. But they're going to run downhill at us. I mean, their splits are basically one-foot splits, and they just come downhill just like AC, GC, and so forth. So I think if they find success with that, they're probably not going to go away from it. But at the same time, within that play-action scheme, if our kids aren't getting their eyes right and they start coming off of that, trying to stop the run, obviously they can get a quick one over the top of you as well. You've got a great receiver. The quarterback throws the ball excellently. He does a great job of just executing the offense. He puts it where it needs to be, and the kids go after it, and they make plays. So we're going to have our hands full with these guys. We're going to have to make sure that we get our eyes right schematically. I mean, there really is nothing changing for us other than working on the little things and becoming a team.
Coach, those are the only questions I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me before Friday's game.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Casey.
Accidentally hung up on you.